The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of Education, it's Professor Diane Manica.
Well, good afternoon. Nice to be here this
afternoon. Good afternoon to you.
In this warm weather that we have going on in Michigan.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 31 degrees today.
34 right now.
34.
34.
Well,
yeah,
I'm going to crack
right
out
up,
my
huh?
sandals and
get the convertible out.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's going to have quite a turn after our negative 35 on Tuesday. Pretty much anything above that is is more interesting. I was just really happy my car turned over when I went out after work that day. That's all I can say.
I was teaching until after 9, and so I was praying my car would start.
Oh, my word.
And it did. Good little car. There
fantastic.
It is.
Fantastic. We're glad you survived.
Thank you.
We'll get at the end of the show to the people who didn't in memoriam 2013. Professor Dave Chow is here from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. Glad to have you. Now, I heard your remark when you came into the room. Someone said, how are your holidays? And you said, holidays? Is it just a big swirl for you,
yes,
or what?
Pretty much. I literally got piled on with work the last week of class, and I haven't stopped. So,
is it fun work?
I think so. I haven't slept much.
Okay,
so.
All right. That's interesting.
Okay. And between that and roof raking, it's not bad.
Yeah, well, I know that feeling, absolutely.
Roof raking.
You're pulling snow off your roof?
Yes.
Yes. So that it doesn't ice dam or
That's
anything?
That's what they're talking about now, because the ice is going to be so heavy on the roofs.
Yeah, my gutters right about now look kind of swollen. So.
Yes, yes, that makes perfect sense. Absolutely.
It does.
I have a very personal question for Professor Jason Roach from Communication Studies.
I hope it's
not
too personal.
We hope it is.
How are your gutters looking?
My ears.
How are my numbers looking?
How are your gutters looking?
All right.
Well, I need you to get your mind in the gutter, please.
Well, actually, I rent, so as far as I know, they're good. But I did shovel the driveway the other day.
Of course you did, like everybody else did. I forgot in my shoveling to take the ibuprofen first until after, and I paid the price.
You're supposed to get
price.
During, too.
Yeah, during as well is usually a good turn. We're very lucky to have Alex Hitchell with us today, who wants to be described as either web guru or web goddess for the College of Liberal Arts and Education, visiting the panel today. We're glad to have you here, Alex.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. A lot of people worry that they're not going to have what it takes to be on this panel, and we assure them after looking at the way the show goes that they're going to fit right
Standards
in.
Standards are low.
Have no fear.
Standards are very low.
Try, just whatever comes to your mind, say it and aim low. Yeah, that's actually what I was about to say. So have some fun. Again, we're glad to have you here. But I don't want to forget to introduce Professor Dan Maggio of the First Organization, who, I don't know, did you have a good holidays or not?
I did.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good.
I won't look the worst in the show today.
You know, I thought of you this week because the big news in the Mayo family was that Lego is going to have a Simpsons line now.
I saw that. And I was trying to clip the picture and email it to you, but then I figured by the time I get this done, he's already
But did you see the price of it, though?
Holy smokes licensing is all I have to say.
Wow, really?
Yeah. A couple $100.
Two bills.
More expensive than Star Wars licensing?
Yeah, yes. Actually, I think that's what I hear, because they're looking at the potential of having 550 billion sets, and who wouldn't want
think
them?
Think about the characters involved.
You know,
there's over 250 major characters on The Simpsons. Uh-huh. It's going to be nuts.
Are they going to make them all minifigs?
Well,
supposedly.
I mean, I have no comment.
There's also Lego's movie coming out.
That is right. My kids are kind of obsessed with this. Yes.
Wow.
They're obsessed with it from the beginning, not just because they're Lego fans, but the lead character's name is Emmett, which is the same name as my youngest son.
Oh,
so,
very cool.
How fun.
Kind of a ear twist. But folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166 or send the questions USPS to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. When last we left the panel, way, way back pre-holidays, we had a wonderful set of questions, kind of all over the place, but with a running theme of television, or television, if you will.
The telly.
These are from Kimberly Richards, one of our longtime listeners, who ends every single one of her posts and emails with, "Once you've seen one shopping center, you've seen them all."
I love
so
it.
So there you go.
Thank you, Kimberly.
So true.
Let's sure continue with those questions. We were on number 16. A nice little piece of trivia for those that actually pay attention to TV, like myself. What long-running TV series, which aired from August 1998 to May of 2006, was originally going to be titled Teenage Wasteland?
Friends.
Was not Friends.
CIS.
Little commentary
CSI
there.
CSI.
No.
Because they play the Who Teenage song at the beginning.
It is true, and there's a connection to the Who song. Bob O'Reilly, yes.
It's not Buffy, is it?
Nope, it's not Buffy. Buffy's
before 98.
No, that was a movie.
Buffy, they were talking August 98 to May of 06, what was called Teenage Wasteland. So here's the deal. In the process of making the pilot, they wanted to call the show Teenage Wasteland and play The Who's Bob O'Reilly to start the show, but they were unable to clear copyright concerns.
Wow.
They showed it to a test audience with a sign up that said, "That 70s show." And they never were able to come up with anything better after. Okay. So that's
so
why
I'm
going to
guess that
70s
show.
Yes. Can't hide behind that one. Can't hide behind
Does
that
Does that mean we don't get it right?
You
I'm afraid
it
so.
We
wrong.
First one of the year.
All right.
Oh, my.
Auspicious start.
Down the drain.
There is a very specific reason why Twilight Zone creator Rod Serling also ended up being Twilight Zone host Rod Serling. Why did he end up hosting the TV show?
Nitpicky?
Nobody else could do it to his levels.
You're getting into the right area. It's more like he wanted a person to come and do it because they had a very nice voice. Sadly, that person was kind of a jerk and wanted way too much money, so he said, "I'll just do it myself."
Orson Welles?
It was Orson Welles.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yes,
we will drink no wine before it's time.
I know. Right. I was like, so he did wine commercials?
He did that commercial, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
We must have gotten well paid.
Unbelievable.
We'll drink no wine before it's time.
Ernest and Julio Gallo.
Ernest and Julio Gallo.
Ernest and Julio Gallo.
Ernest and Julio Gallo.
Down at the schoolyard.
80s,
the big
it?
White jugs.
The These box. Are some really, really well put together questions, Kimberly. Feel free to send us 1,000 questions whenever you want to.
By tonight.
Give us the real first nicknames of these characters best known by, real first names of these characters best known by their nicknames.
Ooh.
So, there was a character named Cockroach on The Cosby Show. Do you remember what his first name was?
Yeah.
No, you're not. Earl.
Starts
wrong show.
Irvin.
Starts with a W.
William
Wendell.
Same name as Breaking Bad's main character.
I've never seen. Oh, crow.
I can't believe Shame there's a table of five people that haven't seen Breaking Bad.
I am also
about it
sort
all
of
the time.
I've never seen it.
Walter is Cockroach's first name.
Walter White.
To Walter White.
Yes.
Yes.
I've read about him many times
the
on Facebook.
Skippy was the nickname of a character on Family Ties. What was his first name?
Oh, man, I remember that character, too.
I do, too.
Yeah, I can see him.
Oh, my goodness.
But they never call him by their real name.
No.
Well, it's mentioned, but I don't think they ever call them by it, yeah.
Lloyd?
They get easier, actually.
Lloyd?
Starts with the letter I, kind of a nerdy name.
Isaac?
Nobody in the room with this
Ichabod?
Name.
Ichabod?
Irving.
Igor?
Irwin is good enough. Irwin. That's partial credit.
Cut that as
partial
Irving. Credit. All right, they're close.
Okay, they do get easier.
Oh,
Beaver,
God.
On Leave It to Beaver's first name was?
Theodore.
Theodore. Excellent, excellent. Bones, first name on the TV show Bones, currently on TV, is
Dave?
One of the great virtues that starts with the letter T.
Truth.
Not truth, but?
Tumultuous?
Not tumultuous. That is, that is not a virtue.
Oh, darn.
Justice, liberty.
It starts with a T.
The American way.
No.
Turtle.
Temperance.
Temperance is her
name. Good
temperance.
Girl.
Temperance. And one that I think my generation would know, hands down. Punky's first name, true first name on Punky Brewster was, and also a P name, a long, regal-sounding P name.
Penelope?
Penelope. Or Penelope.
I just got
outstanding.
Penelope. Just took a guess.
I like it.
Penelope. That's all I used to say.
Absolutely. Oh, my. Kimberly, you have done some serious research here, and I love you to death. What has been the most frequent sponsor of Sesame Street?
The
with
letter
two,
T.
210 episodes so far have been sponsored by...
Corporation for Public Broadcasting?
Nope.
The letter T and Q. T and E. T and O. T and A.
Are we looking for letters and numbers?
Great.
Wait a minute.
You're in the wheelhouse again, partial credit. It's the letter B, of course. Oh. The letter B. 210 episodes sponsored by the letter B. I love it. When was the first usage of the word vampire on the TV show Dark Shadows? Let's do this if you can give me the numerical ordination of the episode, like the fifth episode or the tenth episode or something like that.
Well, it's either the first or the never. So
it's not never, I can tell you that much.
Oh, then the first?
It was not the first.
The last.
It was not the last.
Darn.
Somewhere in between.
Correct.
Just guessing here.
We're circling it.
People have never been in my kitchen. Believe it or not, it was the 410th episode, which meant the program aired for a year and a half as a daily soap before it actually used the word vampire.
I'm going to ask my neighbor, who is a huge Dark Shadows fan.
What did they use prior to?
I believe it's all sort of like under
the Dark Lord,
you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, the Bat Boy or whatever, you know.
Many popular network radio programs made the transition to TV in the 50s, but only one, as far as this set of questions is concerned, did the opposite. What was it?
Crossed over from TV to
radio? That went to radio.
Dragnet?
Was not Dragnet.
Was it a police show?
It's not our show.
Was it a news show?
You know, I'm not familiar with it. I know a couple of the names of the actors and characters, but I just cannot tell you what it is. How about Richard Boone as Paladin?
Oh, okay.
Have Gun Will Travel.
Have Gun Will Travel. Yes.
That man.
Got it.
So what is that about?
Oh, he was a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is definitely
in the
not
old
a Western.
West.
Yeah, but no offense, but have you ever seen what Richard Boone looks like?
He's That's got a why face. He went to the radio.
He's got a face that looks like somebody set it on fire.
And my mother loved that show.
Let's
That's
not
why I knew
use
it.
Face for radio terms while we're on radio right now.
I know, really. Why. That hurts, Dave. That really hurts.
That really hurts. What event on January 19th, 1953, caused 72% of all Americans to tune in to a very specific episode of a program? People knew something was going to happen.
In 1953?
A very specific program. Hmm. If I tell you the program, I'm afraid it might give it away.
Did somebody have a baby?
Yes, somebody had a baby.
Was it I Love Lucy?
It was I Love Lucy.
Oh, Little Ricky.
The birth of Little Ricky, yes. Very important.
I just saw recently the episode of I Love Lucy where they're getting ready, Ethel, Fred, and Ricky, to get her to the hospital.
That's
and they
right.
were practicing. It was hysterical.
It's such a great show.
Oh, just, it was hysterical.
I grew up with that on afternoons of Channel 50, and I think I've seen it pretty much every single episode. Mm-hmm. So much so that I might be able to answer this question on I Love Lucy. What was Lucy Ricardo's given name before she married?
McGillicuddy.
It was McGillicuddy. Do you remember her middle name? It has it here.
Wow.
Middle.
It's Lucille what? Something McGillicuddy.
Diamond?
No, it's sort of a, I know it's, I think it's a name shared by a woman who played a witch on another, that era.
Endora?
Not Endora. Not
Samantha.
Well, those are the only two witches I could think of.
Okay, well, I'm definitely Buffy. Off then. Oh, no. It was Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
Oh.
Wow. Lucille Esmeralda.
And I always loved, was it Desi Arnaz and McGillicuddy? Remember? I could never pronounce it properly.
No, he had a lot of those words.
Explaining to
that was part of his charm.
Yep, that's right.
Who was the first female nightly news television anchor?
Connie Chung.
It was not Connie Chung. No. It's ABC Evening News, October 4th, 1976.
Barbara Walters.
It was Barbara Walters.
Yes.
Wow. Baba
Absolutely. Wawa. Baba Wawa. What are the worthless prizes on Let's Make a Deal still known as today?
Showcase.
Not Showcase. Not Showcase.
The Clunker?
No. It starts with the letter Z.
Zinger?
You don't want to get...
Zapped?
No.
Zonked?
Zonked. They're Zonks, are what they're called.
Yep. I remember they used to give away goats.
I heard that.
People live goats
claim to give away goats. What is the longest running science fiction program on TV? Absolutely. Premiered November 23rd, 1963. Has had more than 750 episodes and now is on to a brand new Doctor as of 2014.
I think our producer.
I was going to ask.
Oh, the Doctor Who water bottle there for our producer. Very,
our water
very
bottle.
Nice. Last but certainly not least, thanks again, Kimberly Richards. What did the first Swanson TV dinner consist of? There were four components.
Beef, mashed potatoes, corn.
Peas.
Corn, mashed potatoes,
I got
and gravy.
None,
apple cobbler?
None of what you've said except for peas.
What?
Yeah. What? No potatoes?
Apple cobbler.
How could they call
actually,
it
actually, there were a kind of potato.
Mashed potatoes.
Nope.
No.
Scalloped.
Like little whole potatoes, baby potatoes.
Tater
nope.
tots.
French fries.
This is outrageous. How do they stay in business?
This is
awful potatoes?
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, really?
There was cornbread, and the meat or main entree was something classically American.
Hamburger?
No.
Turkey.
Hot dog.
Turkey. Absolutely.
Turkey. Okay,
Toiki.
Yeah.
Turkey.
Thanks again, Kimberly.
That's as Chris wonderful. Rock would say, cornbread. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know, we have some wonderful extra questions that were sent to us by Kimberly over the holidays. She wants us to call them silly questions used to crack up the panel.
Oh,
see
nice.
If you guys
oh, boy.
Catch on to the running theme of these 12
questions.
Impending
lawsuits might prohibit us from saying too much, right?
That's right. Let's see. We're going to start with this one. In which battle did Napoleon die?
His last one.
His last one is correct.
His last one.
His Waterloo.
His last one is what it says here.
His battle with lung cancer.
Where was the Declaration of Independence signed?
At the bottom. Bottom.
At the bottom is correct. The Colorado River flows in what state?
Colorado. Oh, wow.
Liquid.
It's a liquid is the state that it falls
oh,
in. Yes, that is correct. You guys are kind of rolling through these. Shows how snarky we are.
Yes.
What is
cynical.
The main cause of divorce?
Marriage.
Marriage. That is correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. In the mortal words of my 20-year-old nephew, Uncle Matt, as a chemist, did you know that 100% of people who come in contact with water die? Like, eventually, he goes, that's the idea. What can you never, ever eat for breakfast?
Lunch.
Dinner.
Lunch and dinner is correct.
Brunch.
What looks like half an apple?
The other half.
The other half.
Right. Oh, you guys. You're seeing exactly what it says on the sheet. This is really disturbing. If you throw a red stone into the blue sea, what would it become?
Wet.
Wet is correct. Yes.
Well, you skip it a few times, hopefully.
How can a man go 8 days without sleeping?
Sleep at night.
Sleep at night, of course. Absolutely. This is, you guys are like rolling.
This is insanity. Thank you, Kimberly. These are awesome.
It shows the level of question that we excel at.
It shows our expertise. It
doesn't speak volumes for us, really.
How can you lift an elephant with one hand?
You can't. There's no elephants that have hands.
That is exactly correct.
How did you know that?
Do we have a PhD in snarky or what?
If you had three apples and four oranges in one hand and three oranges and four apples in the other, what do you have?
Your
full
hands.
Full.
What is it, Chase?
Full hands.
Full hands is close. Big hands. That's actually quite a bit. If you
big cabbage
about.
Collectors. I mean, they're small apples.
If it took eight men 10 hours to build a wall, how long would it take four men to build that wall?
20 hours.
Well, it says no time at all. You know, the first group already built the wall, so you don't really need them to build it again.
Dan, that's your math brain working again.
These
cut
are
it out.
Great, but that.
Whatever. I know. You're thinking too logically. Remember.
Last but certainly not least,
dear Lord,
how can you drop an egg onto a concrete floor without cracking it?
Floor's not going to crack. It's
yeah, the floor won't crack, so don't worry about it. That's, if you would send us like 1,000 of those, Kimberly, that would be
Kimberly,
absolutely.
Those are
keep
wonderful.
Us occupied
Yay.
For days.
Hey, we never lose.
I don't know if you wanted to fool us, but somehow we made our way through all of them. That's pretty cool.
Do you guys remember Tom Swifty jokes?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Well, these are like jokes from back in the 50s, and I grew up reading the old Boy's Life.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're very similar to the jokes I use when I walk into class.
Which is, like, give me an example.
Well, for example, I'll walk in and turn off the lights and say, I'm very delighted to see you guys. But a Tom Swifty joke would be like, oh, I dropped my toothpaste, said Tom, crestfallenly.
I see. Got it.
So just
got
little
it.
Plays on words.
I kind of like it. I like
there's
the
whole
fact
list
that
of them.
Yeah, very discreet.
Yeah.
Dear professors, this is from back in December. Sadly, we haven't recorded since our end of term party last term. Thank you so much for reading my first submissions to the show. While it's not as fun as the days of hugging the radio listening, hearing a podcast with my questions being read was just as much fun. Thankfully, no one was around to hear me squeal in sheer delight. I probably sounded like my dad's old 68 Buick brake pad losing adhesion. Of course, all of us as born and bred Detroiters completely understand that analogy.
Yep.
But rather rest upon my laurels. I've written more questions for your fine show. There's something wrong about that sentence. Mm. And nothing chintzy either. 25, and they're all over the map. Ooh. I look forward to sending in more if these get read. Well, here we go. Please enjoy. Sincerely, Amber Hubley of San Diego, California. Thank you so much for sending those in, Amber. We'll read your questions, good, bad, up, down, left, right.
25 of them.
No matter what. And, of course, you didn't tell us how much we need to get right to be able to win or not win a prize. So we need to get at least one right.
I like it.
So we can do it. Yeah, the grading curve on this one's just a little steep.
Yeah, a little steep. In what city was America's first blood bank? And see if you can get the year, let's say, down to the decade. That would be nice.
Blood bank.
Probably New York City?
It wasn't New York.
Philadelphia?
Wasn't Philly.
Boston?
Nope.
East Coast?
Nope.
San Diego?
Oh. No.
Chicago.
It was Chicago. Hmm. Let's see if you guys can get...
1901.
No, it's a little bit later than that.
They didn't do transfusions then, did they? I think.
Not by choice.
I wasn't alive then.
Early
so
20s?
I can't vouch for it.
It says here 1937, so you're in the wheelhouse, but it shows how much further on it was. After the Looney Tunes cartoon where he accuses the dog Plasma of giving him dog-like powers. Pretty amazing stuff. On the TV show South Park, what is the name? Where's Beth when you need her?
Yeah, really, Beth.
What is the name of Stan's older sister?
The one with the braces.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Shelly.
Shelly is her name.
Yes.
That's right.
Nice. Hey, good for you.
Beth would be proud of you, Dan. Beth would be so
She'd
proud
be so
of you.
So proud of you. Absolutely. Which actor played the role of the T-1000 in Terminator 2?
Which actor?
Robert Patrick or Patrick?
Robert Patrick. Yeah, absolutely. Very well done.
Love that movie.
I like that movie too. I feel like a weirdo for liking that.
Why?
Movie. I don't know.
That was the best Terminator movie.
I just remember, no joke, bringing all my buddies because we're going to see a movie. We're young. It's summer. Every one of them hated it, and I loved it.
Wow.
I thought it was a great movie.
What are they, Amish?
I don't know. Why did you shoot him? I told you not to shoot him.
He'll live.
Who is credited with the invention of the Bucket Brigade? So modern firefighting.
That would be Benjamin Franklin.
Ben Franklin, absolutely.
Why him? Pinocchio.
Sure. Yeah, he. It's kind of interesting, actually, the history going back to the Bucket Brigade versus just having a nice neighbor who had a bucket full of water near you. Let's see. Where would one find, I'm sure I'm going to mispronounce it, C-H-O-N... M-A-G-E, a Sean Maj or Chan Mage or some combination? Where would one find a Sean Maj?
Uh-oh.
Is that cooking?
C-H-O-N-M-A-G-E. It's not cooking.
Sounds foreign.
It's foreign.
Is it Irish?
French?
It's not Irish. It is, it looks here, Japanese.
Oh.
Maybe
Tokyo.
It's Chan Maji. I'm sure I don't know.
Article of clothing. I'm not.
I'm going to say Japanese, and I'll put you in a box labeled sport.
Sumo wrestling?
Sumo wrestling is the sport.
It's the
little
thong.
Diaper they wear?
It's not the little diaper.
Oh, not the little thank diaper. God.
Is it a prize they win? Is it a prize they win?
Is it a hold?
They don't wear much else.
It's not a hold. It's not a move.
Is that the surface or the
ring?
No, that's a great idea too.
Salt?
It's the name of the top knot that they wear in their hair.
Oh. What? There's a name for it?
Yeah,
Sean Maj.
I'm going to go for that. Hold on. Give me a minute. Not enough hair.
I don't think you went far enough.
Borrow some from far enough.
Hey.
Who directed the movie titled High Plains Drifter?
Was it Clint Eastwood?
It was Clint Eastwood. Mm. Interestingly, he starred in this film as well, beginning his directorial days. Mm-hmm. Clint Eastwood. What is the name of the cab company from the TV show Taxi?
Sunshine.
Sunshine Cab.
Sunshine Cab, absolutely.
I love that show.
You have a slightly better recall than me.
Taxi
is wonderful. And it's always sunny in Philadelphia, so there's a connection there.
That's right.
And Danny DeVito is on the...
He's in both.
Danny That's DeVito. Right. Man, that is a very funny show.
Taxi was a very good show.
Both of them, actually. Ruth Handler is credited with inventing this famous toy.
Why does that name sound so familiar?
Ruth Handler.
Was she a graduate of this university?
She was not.
Okay.
Handler.
However, it is possibly one of the most popular toys of all time.
The yo-yo?
I guess Slinky. There is now
Slinky.
A...
The ball?
Let me put it this way.
The ball.
The doll.
I think at the end of 2013, I heard this in the news, there now is a National Toy Hall of Fame.
There is. There is. In Rochester, New York.
Of the 10 things that were admitted as the opening class... The only one that wasn't like a stick and a ball and blocks and something very
Morris.
Elementary was this toy.
A doll?
It was a doll.
Barbie doll?
Barbie.
Wow.
Barbie doll.
Wow.
I wouldn't cluster that as a toy, would you?
Mm-hmm.
Dolls
what is
are
it
toys,
if it's not a toy?
Right?
It's a doll.
Okay.
Dolls are toys.
Okay. Dolls toys?
Or action figures?
Well,
I mean.
Not. I don't think. I guess they are. I don't think of them.
It's a toy.
I know it is. Sorry.
Trust me.
Semantics.
All right, I give it. All right.
I know. See, this is me going to see Terminator 2. And all my friends hating it.
Oh, I get it. It is a toy. Yeah.
How many standard AA batteries does it take to make the same voltage as a 9-volt battery?
You can do the two? Math. How much wattage is in AA anyway?
It's 1.5, isn't it?
Six is correct.
Yeah,
1.5.
I thought there was a trick. Like 6 times 1.5 is 9.
No. Well, there you go. You got it.
Well, that's already bad. There.
All right.
Ooh, this is interesting. Based on the organs that are classified as glands, what is the largest gland in the human body? I like this question.
The pituitary gland?
Skins?
Not the pituitary.
I just wanted
gland.
To say pituitary.
It usually doesn't have gland after it.
Oh.
But it is, yeah.
The pancreas? Is that
it's
a gland?
Not the pancreas. I'm Ooh. Brewing up a clue for you guys. This is the gland in Homer Simpson's gut that began to cheer when he decided to teetotal one day.
His liver?
It's his liver, yes. The liver is the largest gland in the human body.
All right, sure.
And at which point, he got mad at his liver and punched himself in his liver. And then said, ow, my liver. What became the second independent country in the Americas right after the founding of the United States? Another great piece Ooh. Of trivia. So this, let's just say we're talking about the Western Hemisphere. The second independent country... After the U.S.
Oh, in the Western Hemisphere?
Yeah, anywhere in the Western Hemisphere. Independent country, hint, hint, not colony.
The Republic of Texas?
The
West. No, it
wasn't
Texas. Way later.
Wasn't Texas.
Canada,
Mexico. It's somewhere in the islands.
Yeah,
wasn't,
it's going to be one of the
islands. Is it in the islands?
It's in the islands. It's not in Central America. It's in the islands.
Cuba?
Not Cuba.
Bermuda.
Dominican Republic. Haiti. Nope.
Haiti
Puerto Rico.
Is what it was. Okay. Nice. Haiti was the second
Good
independent
work.
Country. Pretty cool. And we're going to have to wait for the bell to stop ringing before we're going to be able to finish the rest of these questions. But thank you so much for listening. And now we'll say goodbye. Professor Maggio.
Oh, I'm so having fun.
Professor Hitchell. We say goodbye at the end.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Professor Jason Roach.
I usually just wave, so
yeah,
they never see me.
It works so well.
Professor Chow, comma, David.
See ya.
Professor Manica.
Adieu.
And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies and the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Adam Winbigler, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.